and folded springs and dice. When winter calls the summer liar and freezes up its feet, I queued up for her kisses, stood in lines I can't repeat. Now the darkened wagons have reached their destination, and the piper calls the tunes back from the benches in the station. Far from the skies, away from her eyes, the golden country kingdom folds its swings and dies. The smoky trails where skymen ride their slashing silver swords, and now the mantles of the bride of brightly armored lords. Half-naked trees let their last notes fall like coins on plates of grief, to stop the stores of sorrow and bring me quick relief. Far from the skies, away from her eyes, the golden country kingdom folds its wings and dies.
Some art rock with a Welsh tinge, even though Pete Brown's very English. Let me see what happened there. Started off with Ron Davis, who's very American. He's from the Northwest. He wrote that song, It Ain't Easy, that you might know. A lot of people have covered it. But he also wrote songs earlier for a lot of the Northwest bands, like the Wailers, the Tacoma Wailers, not the Jamaica Wailers. And he did a couple solo albums that were very, very good. Richie Frangis, he's Welsh. He was the bass player and one of the singers in a band called the Eyes of Blue. And he did one solo album. I don't know what's happened to him since. I should ask. The album's called Songbird. You heard Dizzy Sycamore. Eyes of Blue themselves, from their second album, Fields of Ardath. And somewhere in between the first and second album, they recorded a soundtrack produced by Quincy Jones, and everybody wants to know what happened to that. Nobody knows. But great, fantastic Welsh band. They were pretty arty there. That's Phil Ryan doing that. But they were apparently a really just thundering soul band when they started off. Two lead singers, one of them, Gary Pickford Hopkins, did a lot of stuff later, including touring with Rick Wakeman. Wonderful singer, and Taff Williams, an incredible guitar player. Really nice guys. I met most all of them, and just a swell bunch of people. And they made some great records that leaked out in America, of all places. Didn't sell anything, and then they became a sort of collector's item in the later 70s when people realized they were connected to the band Man and Neutrons, and Gentle Giant. The drummer Pugwash went on to Gentle Giant. Just a great bunch of people. And then Pete Brown from his album, Things May Come or Things May Go, but the Art School Dance Goes On Forever. You heard Golden Country Kingdom. And he picked up a lot of those Welsh guys for his bands. A lot of other people did too, if you search around. Glenn Cornick from Jethro Tull. He put a band together called Wild Turkey, and it was all Welsh guys, because they're good musicians, and they can sing like nobody's business. Hit 5 o'clock and blew right past it. That's all right. I can do what I want. It's my show. This is KJLT Bozeman and KJLZ East Helen, serving the Helena Valley. KJLT is supported by First Security Bank, partnering with business owners to help local communities thrive since 1919. First Security Bank, success together. Ourbank.com, member FDIC. Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale, Bozeman's original tasting room, open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Online at BozemanBrewing.com. And Alara Jewelry, a local grown, nationally known jeweler, offering innovative fine jewelry handcrafted by individual artists using recycled precious metals. Custom design, repair, appraisals, and heirloom jewelry reproduction services available. Open daily at 42 West Main in downtown Bozeman, online at alarjewelry.com. Okay, that was a mouthful, but I think I'm ready for another blast. I've got stuff queued up and everything. This is an old favorite of mine. Thank you. finish up that set with Luna from her album Penthouse. That was called 23 minutes in Brussels with the late great Tom Verlaine playing guitar on that. I miss that completely. I've had that CD for years. I must have known, but I read an interview with Dean Warren, and he mentioned that. So there you go. Start off with Country Joe McDonald, Country Joe of the Fish fame, from a soundtrack album, I think that's what it's called. Maybe not, maybe just an album. It's called Hold On Is Coming. That's the title track, version number 2, with Spencer Davis playing on that. Great record, I just love that one. What a haunting song. And then REM from their Document album, you heard Oddfellows Local 151. And did I see him play that in Atlanta? I think they were playing that new material for Document before it came out, when I saw him, 87 maybe. Fantastic show in a great little theater. Nice to get out and see stuff like that. Travel to see music, and I hope to do that more again. Been working on it. It's 5:21. This show is just blazing by. That's the way it should be, though. It should be fun and just go through. Shouldn't be work. Time should disappear. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Danny Mandel Honda and Bozeman, featuring the 2023 Honda Pilot, capable and connected with seating for 8. More information at DannyMandelHonda.com.
When Sinead O'Connor protested the Pope on Saturday Night Live, she was trashed by the press and much of the public. She was booed at Bob Dylan's anniversary concert 2 weeks later, but she never backed down.
She just goes for what she believes in and what she's there to do. She's choosing not to be silenced, and it's an incredibly powerful moment.
We talk with the director of a documentary on Sinead O'Connor this week on Sound Opinions.
Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Okay, I think I got it covered. I have more music.
Get off on your porch. Oh man, I just wanna get off. is rising. Fever is high. Can't see no future. Can't see no sky. My feet are so heavy. So is my head. I wish I was a baby.
Some big noise. Let's see if I can get this all straightened out. I need to read something here. I've got it now. Postagonal Band. Man, those singles are just ripping, that one. And Instakarma. Didn't expect that at all. Real exciting time to hear that. First time I heard Instakarma, I had no idea who it was. My girlfriend had to set me straight. Start off the Psycho Daisies, sort of the same topic. Get off on your porch. A great Miami band of some derelict guys. It's former Charlie Pickett and the Eggs backing band. They put out a couple of really great records and then a few more later on, but without that crazy edge. Charlie Pickett himself, from his collection called Bar Band Americana, you heard In the Wilderness. What was that album called? I forget. It was actually one of his early albums. Great stuff. Charlie Pickett, really one of my heroes. And he may be coming to Bozeman this summer. He's promised. And if he does, well, I'll have him up here to talk and play records and stuff. Music I really like. Rocky Erickson doing Don't Shake Me, Lucifer, and John Lennon finishing up. It's 5:40. Rich will be coming in at 6 o'clock rather than Duke, so be prepared for that. I have about 20 minutes left. And I'm going to make the most of it here. I did tell you that. So I can do this one.
The next show in the Bozeman Folklore Society concert series will be on Friday, February 24th, when BFS welcomes Telluride-based Americana roots band Birds of Play to the sanctuary at Pilgrim Church. The quartet is strongly influenced by their natural surroundings, which inform their music. Birds of Play have performed in Bozeman previously, but this is their first show for the Folklore Society. Bozeman's own Josh Moore of Laney Lou and the Bird Dogs will open the show. More information and tickets are available at bozemanfolklore.org. That's the Birds of Play with guest Josh Moore performing at Pilgrim Church on Friday, February 24th. I'm heading
off somewhere. And this 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week at 7. Firing Line at 7:30, great performances at 8, and BBC World News at 10. I'll keep you busy. I'll be back in 2 weeks with more records and such. Sorry I didn't answer the phone today, guys. I was busy. It just works that way sometimes. Short songs, got to keep it moving, got to pay attention. Top one.
to do. Baby, I got a problem. Believe me, it concerns you. You're the only one can help. I need you too. I know you can do it. You can do it if you try. My, 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 my. You can do it if you try. Don't turn me back, babe. Just scratch my back, babe.
And the title of that tongue-in-cheek blues was Scratch My Back. And just before we hear another one from the Yardbirds, here's lead singer Keith Relf, who's just made a disc on his own. Now, why did you do this, Keith?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, actually. We were in Hollywood, and we heard a lot of Bob Lynn's stuff. In fact, we met him there, you know, and
yeah.
We were knocked out with a lot of his material.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular number, Mr. Zero, I thought I would like to sort of chance my arm on, you know. And we agreed that the Yardbirds type backing wouldn't be suitable for it. It needed more of an orchestral sort of a sound. So we did the record, you know, like that.
Yeah, well, now, if this one takes off, would you consider going solo?
Well, definitely not.
Okay.
No, of course not.
Well, all right, you've also made a record with the rest of the boys. Now, what's that one called?
Over, Under, Sideways, Down, believe it or not.
I do believe you have.
Yeah. stay. She's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. All for someone worth on this bond. Had to take Christmas in my overalls. She's gone, but I
oh, white collar conservative flashing down the streets, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're hoping soon my kind will drop and die, but I'm gonna wave my free flag high. Oh! Just don't fall on me. Go right on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me. Yeah. My life the way I want to. Yeah. Sing on, brother. Play on, brother.